World War II, it was wartime. Well, can I tell you something? This is wartime. We're in war right now. I mean, we're in a war with the devil. We've got warfare against our mind. We've got warfare against our emotions. There's warfare against our kids. There's warfare against just the whole concept and idea of God as our creator. Everywhere you look, there's war against anything that's good and moral and right. And once again, it's not going to be the unbelievers that are going to turn things around. It's got to be those of us. And you know what the truth is all each one of us really needs to do is get out there in our little part of society and be what we say we are and act like we believe what we say that we believe. I'm not asking anybody to go start a riot. I'm just asking you to get out there and act like a Christian. We don't have to apologize for believing in God. We don't have to be obnoxious about it and just go around, you know, the office all day praying under our breath and holding our religious noses up at everybody. But we need to be bold about our faith. We're in a war. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We're in a moral war today, that's for sure. Let me ask you a question. Where are the Daniels, the Shadrachs, the Meshach, and Abednegoes? Where are the Esthers and the Ruths and the people like that? Where are the Josephs who would go to prison rather than compromise his morals? Daniel, who went into a lion's den rather than bow down to a wicked king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who went into the fiery furnace. And by the way, they came out and didn't even smell like smoke. See, let me tell you something. We're afraid to go through things, but the truth is the things that we go through make us stronger. They do. They make us stronger. That's why I really can't say anymore, oh, if I only wouldn't have been abused by my dad. And I know it sounds crazy to somebody who just maybe hasn't had this kind of experience yet with God, but I started out, well, if I just wouldn't have been abused, if I would have just had better parents, then I could do something. And I lived like that for enough years and finally got tired of that, got a hold of the Word of God and found out that I could have a good life anyway.
Thanks for listening. Learn how to live your faith confidently by ordering today's offer, You Are Confident Package, which includes a 5-CD series and the Confident Woman paperback book. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
And we are back with you this morning, and so glad that you're joining us. This is Prayer and Share at WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 7:48, and we had a lady send us a note, I don't know, text or email, something making mention of the correction needed, that it's Joyce Meyer. Thank you very much for that correction. You are indeed correct, and so thank you. And we actually know that, and so that's good to keep us on our toes. That's fine. The phone number here is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we want to thank you for listening this morning and being a part of this ministry. Again, this is Prayer and Share. We started a week ago Monday with a $200,000 goal, and that is our operation budget for the next 6 months. And to date, we've raised $70,575, and we have had so far this morning donations coming in. We right now have received, well, we just mentioned an angel a little bit ago, and we have Guy and Pam that's made this $100 donation, and we have Stephanie with a $40 donation. And we want to thank all of you for your gifts this morning as we continue to move along through the morning. Again, the phone number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. We did start the morning with $12,000 in matching funds. And so every dollar that you give is going to be matched up this morning. Want to thank our dear friend from Palm City that has made this matching funds challenge, sent a note in and said, keep on the job, gang. Keep at it. Here's some matching funds. Remember to hit it hard, and just encouraging us to know the importance of these prime time in the morning, afternoon, when all of you are listening, our family, we get to more of you. So thank you so much for listening in this morning, being a part. Will you give us a call right now? The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And you can give by calling us. And you also can give by going online to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. You also can give by texting to WCNO. Text WCNO to 24365. That's 24, like 24 hours in a day, 365, as in 365 days in a year. And so text WCNO 224365. Or you can, of course, go online and leave us a prayer request, a praise report. We have a form that you can put your request in, and we have people that are beginning to use that. And so we thank you for that. Also, you can check at any time online and see where we are as we kind of move through the day. We'll be updating the donations, but at this point, it's going to show, I believe, $70,575, because that's where we started the morning. And we've had, you know, some donations coming in, a $250 donation, a $200 donation, a $5 donation, and, of course, a $20 donation, and this $40 and $100 that I just read. So give us a call now. The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Cynthia from Palm Beach Gardens want to thank you for a $60 donation coming in by check. Thank you, Cynthia, from Palm Beach Gardens. $60 going to go in as matching funds. All that's going to get matched up today with this morning with our friend from Palm City that's made this $12,000 matching fund challenge. And so give us a call with your donation this morning. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart. And we are going to need all of our phone lines ringing. The phone lines are open at this point. And if you call in this morning at some point and you get busy, please leave a message so we'll be able to call you right back. Occasionally we do get buried and we have more calls than we can take. But we're looking to clear out this the rest of this $12,000 challenge between now and lunchtime. So we now only have, well, we have $11,385 left. And, of course, we just have a $60 from Cynthia down in Palm Beach Gardens. We'll be adding that in. We're going to go to a song at this time, and then once we have your calls as they come in, we'll be just sharing those with you and keeping you update as we move along through the morning. Would you pray with us and believe with us for the Lord's blessing and provision on this Monday, this first day of our second week of prayer and share? Father, we do ask you to bless your people and to open up the windows of heaven over us in this day, making provision for this ministry to be able to continue over the next 6 months, bringing Christian radio, great Christian programming, teaching, preaching, as well as Christian music to our listening audience across the state of Florida. Amen. So give us a call. Let us know what's on your heart this morning.
Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Mivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning, providing service to doctors' offices, schools, private daycares, commercial buildings, and clubhouses. Mivella Casa can be reached at MivellaCasaCorp.com or call 561-202-4626, providing service to Palm Beach, Broward, and Martin counties.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand.
I will.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
sing of the goodness of God. He's been good to us all our life here at WCNO.
Amen.
Over 31 years.
Amen.
God has been faithful. You know, as we have these fundraisers twice a year, God has been faithful. And we